Chapter 3, Mishnah 8. Bolo Eitzel Paro. He came. The Kohen Gadol came to his Paro, his bull, and this was his personal sin offering. One of the sacrifices that the Kohen Gadol bought on Yom Kippur was a personal sin offering to atone for himself and his household. We'll see now. The bull was standing between the ulam and the altar. The altar. Right, the big altar, and the ulam was the building where the holy and the holy of holies was. So between that space, between the altar and the holy of holies, in the courtyard, that's where the bull would stand. Rosh Ladarim Upanav Lamarav, and they would face it south, but they would then turn its head to the west, towards the building where the holy and the holy. So it would face one way, and its head would be turned the other way. Vakon Amid B'Mizrach Upanav Lamarav, and then the Kohen would stand behind its head in the east, also facing the same way as the bull, the west. And then he would lean his two hands on it, and he would confess. He would say a confession. This is what he would say. Ana Hashem, Avisi Pashati Chatasi Lefanecha. I have, and he uses three different terms, which denote three different kinds of sins. Avisi is a deliberate sin, meaning he knew what he was doing was wrong, but he did it anyway. I was overcome by his Yetzirah, and he did it anyway. Pashati is the worst kind of sin. That's a rebellious sin. That's where not only did he know what he was doing, but he did it in order to rebel. That's why his intention was to rebel. And Chatasi is the least kind of sin, and that's just where it's like a negligent sin. For example, a person maybe forgot it was Shabbos, right, and switched on the light. So it's no real kind of intention to sin, but he did a sin nevertheless. That's the lowest level of sin. So the Gemara orders it a different way. The Gemara goes Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, that you go from the least to the most serious in his confession. So that's what he says. He mentions these three categories of sin. Ani ubaisi, I and my household, ani Hashem, kapana la avonos, la pesham, la chataim. Please forgive me for all these sins. Sheavisi, veshepashati, veshechatasi lefanecha, ani ubaisi, that I've sinned before you, me and my household. Kakasuv, veseras, Moshe, avdecha, as it's written in the Torah of Moses, your servant. Ki beyomaze, on this day, yechaper aleichem, you will be forgiven for your sins. You will receive atonement on this day. V'hein einin achrav, and then the people who were standing there watching the service, they would say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusu L'Olam V'Ed, may his name be blessed forever and ever. Now they would say that because when he said Ana Hashem, he didn't say the word Hashem. He said the proper name of Hashem that we're not allowed to say, the real name of Hashem that we're only allowed to say in the temple, that's what the Kohen Gadol used. So when the people heard that name, they said, they answered with the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusu L'Olam V'Ed.